That's a working title, says Terri-Ann Julian, but she's looking for a corporate sponsor to rename a place where adult patients and their families could stay overnight at deeply discounted prices while in Roanoke for medical treatment. Think Ronald McDonald House for adults.
My father recently passed away. During his treatment at Wake Forest Baptist, we were able to stay at the CQ Family House, which is the State Employees Credit Union Family House. So they provided the capital funding, and then it was named after them.
Julian says it will take at least $500,000 to $1 million initially, less expensive if they can find an existing motel, for example, they could purchase and remodel.
We're hoping to work with Carilion, Lewis Gale, and also the Salem VA to provide housing for families of people that are inpatients at those medical facilities, then also to provide a respite place for those going through radiation, chemo, that they could come during the day.
Julian says they hope to have the Roanoke Hospitality House open by sometime late in 2020. Gene Marano, WFIR News.